Last Sunday, I began a teaching on dealing with the Esau spirit. Dealing with the Esau spirit. And I said, one thing you don't do is make important destiny impacting decision when you're feeling tired, frustrated, and angry. When you are feeling frustration or feeling tired, it's not a time to make crucial decisions. Hallelujah. And the second thing I mentioned was that you don't make light of matters of destiny. Don't treat them lightly. Don't handle them like they are not significant. Like you can walk away from them and they're not going to make any difference in your life. Don't handle matters of destiny lightly. Amen. And so this Sunday, I want to conclude by mentioning the last two things that I believe looking into, you'll be dealing with the Esau spirit. And I ask, O God, that let the people understand, even as I speak under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And let them not only understand it, let them receive it. And let them live in the light of this teaching. And that which already you are doing in everyone's life here, I know you will bring it to completion. Amen. I thank you. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, the third thing that's important is that you don't become consumed with here and now only. Don't be consumed with here now only. All that you're concerned about is now. What happens to me now? How I'm fearing now, how my need is met now, how things are okay for me now. Esau got so consumed with now's need, the hunger now, such that he completely forgot the promises of God concerning him or the promises of his father. I believe his father had many times of one-on-one with him. If you look closely and read between the lines, you will see, like I mentioned before, you will see that Isaac and Esau were close. Amen. And if you've had an occasion to spend time with your dad, then you will understand I know so very much, so much about my family that my oldest sister didn't know. And my late brother didn't know. You know, I would tell them, oh, this about our family, oh, this about history. They would say, nah, where did you get that from? But it's because any occasion that I had, I would spend time with my father. And he would tell me stories, he would tell me things, and I would ask him questions. If mom and dad are still alive, anytime you have the chance to spend time with them, try to listen. Is that okay? Try to listen. Don't just be a talkative. Try to listen. Don't try to teach them. There are times to sometimes listen. Hallelujah. I know I'm digressing. You know, I have a problem you know, with younger ministers, people that you can mentor, you teach, you've got more understanding, more depth, more experience than them. But when you sit with them, they want to share with you their revelations. They even want to prophesy on you. They want to, there are people that when you meet them, you really want to hear what they've got to say. So they can deposit wisdom, experience. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Esau had several of those moments with Isaac. And he knew what the blessing it's about. He knew what birthright is. They understood birthright, and he knew that as a firstborn, and Isaac had assured him, a time will come that I'm going to be releasing on you what my father Abraham passed on to me. Are you with me? But he allowed the now moment, the now need, the now challenge to so consume him such that he forgot what is before. And that was the opportunity Jacob was waiting for. All that matters now. You can eat now or eat today at the expense of tomorrow. Praise the Lord. You can enjoy today if you like at the expense of tomorrow's glory. The Bible says, Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob says, swear unto me this day. Genesis 25, 32. And 33 says, and Jacob says, swear unto me this day. And he swore unto him and sold his birthright unto Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage and lentil. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. And thus Esau despised his birthright. Now, it's important, very important, that you don't make important decisions based on the need to meet, primarily based on the need to meet today's need. Are you with me? Don't be so consumed with taking care of today such that you forget what is in the future. Every decision that we make has an implication. Hallelujah. A lot of what we are today, you know, was as a result of the decisions that we made in the past. And the decisions that we're going to make today, our choices today, will determine the outcome of our future. So, in making decisions, you have to base it on the outcome in the future, not the outcome today. Hallelujah. You must always have the future in perspective and not only now. So I say to you, church, don't eat everything that you have today and forget tomorrow. Don't eat what, if you consume today, it will interfere with your tomorrow. There are times that you must make sacrifices and tolerate some pain, uncomfortability, and allow yourself go through certain situations, denying yourself some pleasure, because you can see that they will beg something better tomorrow. Some people, they enjoy today not only at their own expense, but at the expense of their posterity. They satisfy themselves today at the expense of their generation. For the pot of pottage, Esau made his generation slave to Jacob. What would have come through his lineage? You know, don't make today's decision impact on your children. Are you listening to me? Some of the decisions you will make, some of them painful, some of them sacrificial, it's because you can see that they are not only going to change your life tomorrow, but they're going to impact on your generation after you. So in making decisions, I say, don't base that on the noun pleasure. Hallelujah. What did I say? Don't make it based on noun pleasure. So you must have that mindset. I don't have to have everything today. I don't have to be comfortable today. I don't have to enjoy everything today. I don't have to buy what I think I need today. I can subject myself to some uncomfortability because of what it will bet in the future. Are you with me? If you're with me, say amen. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Hallelujah. But our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 4, 17. Light affliction. You know, sometimes because of the glory ahead, God actually subjects you to affliction. There are some afflictions that are good. Amen. They are good for you because they teach you patience. They bring character out of you. Amen. They teach you endurance. That's to a child of God. Listen to me. Are you with me, everybody? Yes. To a child of God, there is actually nothing that happens to you without God knowing it and allowing it. You've heard me say this before. You are in the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of the devil. For you have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of Jesus. In the kingdom of Jesus, as a child of God, listen, everybody listen, the devil ha- has no control over your destiny. The devil has no controlling power. He cannot determine the outcome of your life. The kingdom of Jesus does. And the devil cannot overpower Jesus such that he can enforce into your life what is not God's counsel concerning you. So sometimes God himself allows you to go through certain situations. And he calls it light affliction. And you must go through them. Amen. Because if you don't go through them, it's either the glory will not come, or when you find yourself there, you will destroy it. You can't carry it. Hallelujah. Don't run away from the sacrifices that you must make today. Are you listening to me? It's good to enjoy. Now it's actually very good to enjoy. Live good. I'm not saying live a deprived life. He giveth us good things to enjoy. Enjoy life. Try as much as you can to be comfortable. Amen. Enjoy the blessing of God in your life. Enjoy the hand of God in your life. Take advantage of opportunities. But listen to me. You must never seek enjoyment today at the expense of tomorrow. You must know when to make a sacrifice, when to deny yourself something, subject yourself to certain conditions because of what can come tomorrow. Am I making sense to you? So, number three, I said, don't be consumed with here and now only. Here, now. Because of that, many people have destroyed completely what God would have done in their lives. Finally, be appreciative of what you have. Say with me, be appreciative of what you have. One more time, be appreciative of what you have. Again, be appreciative of what you have. Amen. Now, it's important that we don't look down or undermine what God has already given to us, where we are right now, what we have right now. We have to every now and then look around us and see what we have and celebrate them. And look for ways that we can deploy them for our enjoyment, for the fulfillment of our destiny. And there's nothing that should be ignored, nothing that you have. Isaac was richer than Abraham. Abraham was very rich. And when it got to Isaac, he was even richer. Isaac was rich in gold and in silver. He was rich in camels and cattle and goats. He had all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, he didn't need antelope or grass cutter to survive. Isaac couldn't even tell the difference between goat pepper soup and antelope pepper soup. As far as he was concerned, they were all pepper soup. Amen. What Esau went to the bush to look for is called meat. Amen. It's called anima. And right there at the back of the house, they had several of them. Actually, if Esau was in a rush, in a haste to satisfy his father and get blessed, all he needed to do was go to the backyard. He didn't have to go all the way. He ignored all the goats and cows and chickens they had in their compound and went looking for something that he has not. You know, that's what we do sometimes. We go looking for things that we think we need and we forget what we have. Put your hand on your chest and say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
He satisfies me every day with good gifts. I declare by faith that I am blessed with all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen. Please don't abandon or ignore what you have and looking for what you think you don't have. It makes you miserable. You know, sometimes we get depressed, we get frustrated with life because we're looking for what we think we don't have. If only we can concentrate on the things that we have and thank God for them. Not just be mindful of the height that we want to get to, but see where he has brought us and just thank God. You see, the word godliness with contentment is great gain. It's not talking about not aspiring to go high or aspiring to move forward. Godliness with contentment means irrespective of where you are, what you have, you find satisfaction. Even here, with all that I have, I'm happy. I'm grateful. I'm thankful to God. Am I making sense to you this morning?
Yes,
praise the Lord. Recognize the hand of God. See the goodness of God. Always appreciate where you are. Thank God for the things that you have. Use them. Don't say, I wish I have 10,000. If I had 10,000 now, I would just take care of David. I would just show David that I really care. And you are going looking for 10,000. What have you got? Have you got 100 pounds? Use 10 pounds out of 100 pounds to show David that you care. Am I making sense? Use what you have now. Esau didn't have to go to the bush for antelope or grass, but all he needed to do was what Jacob did. Go to the backyard. Take one of the animals, kill them, prepare them, and bring them to your dad. Isaac would have still blessed Esau. Correct? Because he blessed Jacob, who did the same thing. So in closing, I say appreciate where you are right now. Thank God for the people in your life and the people who are around you. Don't handle the job that you have now with disdain because you think you can get a better job tomorrow. Don't deal shabbily with anyone because you think you can be with someone better anyway. Don't ignore where you are now and not engage it because you're hoping I'll be there anyway. Be appreciative where you are, what you have, and the future will open up for you beautifully. Give the Lord a clap of praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Just bow down your heads. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I just ask, oh God, in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus, that if there be anyone here who right now,